Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, welcome to the Tuesday edition of Basic Gospel. We're certainly glad you are tuned in today. My name is Bob Christopher. Welcome. Our number is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free number, and we would love for you to hop on with us today. If you have a question about a particular Bible verse, a problem situation, or maybe you just want to talk about current events, we would love to talk with you on today's program. So again, the number 844-322-2742. All month long, we're talking about the person of Jesus Christ. What does the Word of God say about Jesus? What did Jesus say about himself? These are important things for us to really dive into, because our understanding of Jesus, our relationship with Jesus, is everything in life. Paul put it this way in his letter to the Colossians. He says this in chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. So Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Okay, so Jesus Christ, who is he? He is fully God, fully man. That body that he inhabited 2,000 years ago, it says, the whole fullness of deity dwelled in him bodily. But then he goes on to talk about our relationship with Jesus Christ. What does it mean to be attached to Jesus? What does it mean to be connected to Jesus? Well, it means that we have been made complete in him. If we want to find completeness as far as our humanity is concerned, if we want to fill that void that is deep within our spirits, then it's going to come through Jesus. Now, many people are trying to fill that void through the things of this world. They're trying to chase something out there, and every time they reach their goal, they find out that that's not sufficient to fill the emptiness inside. That can only be filled by Jesus Christ himself. So he says, in Christ, we find our completeness. We find our wholeness. We're filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. So that's something I think that we need to really remember, especially when we look out there in the world and we see the chaos and the confusion that is swirling around us, the political unrest, the social unrest, all of the things that we see every day as we turn on our TVs, as we read our newspapers. We see a lot out there, and it threatens our own security as a human being. We get tossed to and fro by the chaos and confusion of the world, and we start to question who we are. Well, one thing never changes, and that's God himself. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And once we're in relationship with him, that never changes either. So I am always complete in Christ Jesus. So I really think it's time for us as believers to take a look at the things that don't change as far as our relationship with God is concerned. You look out in the world, it's constantly changing. We're having a power change as far as the White House is concerned. We had a Republican, now we're going to have a Democrat. That's a change. There's going to be change in policies. There's going to be change in all sorts of things as far as the way our nation is going to be governed. But in spite of all of those changes, and they seem to be drastic and sometimes comprehensive, there's greater things that haven't changed, and that's God himself, his sovereignty over all of creation, his love for you and me. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God and the plan that he has for us and the purpose and the mission that he has for us. Those things have never changed and will never change. So we need to, I think, really take a look at this passage in Colossians 2, 9, and 10, really personalize it, and come to the point where we really know that we are complete in Christ Jesus. We don't need to add anything else to who we are. We're complete because Jesus Christ has made us complete by sending his Spirit to take up residence in us. That hole, that void, has been filled by Jesus Christ himself. So you are complete in him, and because you are complete in him, you are standing on a rock-solid foundation, one that will never shift, one that will never crack or break, but one that is solid. Why? Because the one who made you complete is the head and rule of all authority. That's the Jesus Christ that we love, that we serve, that we trust. That's the Jesus that loves us and gave himself for us. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. So glad you are with us. 844-322-2742 is the number. Go ahead and fill up those phone lines. We would love to talk to you on today's program. Again, 844-322-2742. I do want to spend just a minute to talk about a wonderful resource that we have that will really help you out as you really dive into this new year, 2021. It is a 30-day devotional entitled Jesus, a 30-day devotional. It's the second in our Hear It, Believe It, Live It series of devotionals. But in all my years of ministry, I have never seen growth as much as I see when people really take a fresh look at Jesus Christ. He is the one that changes us from inside to out. So when we grow in our knowledge of him, we're going to see great things take place in our lives. We're going to see this confidence and assurance grow inside of us, not in a worldly way, but our confidence in knowing the love of God and resting in the love of God, knowing that our sins are forgiven, knowing that God is bigger, that Jesus is bigger than any problems that we're going to experience here on planet Earth. So we want to put this in your hands. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel in the month of January. If you would like to request a copy of this 30-day devotional, go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Click on the donate button and follow all of the instructions. And be sure to request your copy, and we'll get this to you as quickly as we possibly can. If you would like to order it by phone, you can call this toll-free number, 844-322-2742. And if during office hours, Michelle will be glad to take your request and get that processed. If it's after hours, just leave a message and we will get that to you. So be sure and request your copy of Jesus, a 30-day devotional. I guarantee you, you will enjoy this 30-day adventure, and it will really set, I think, a solid foundation for you as far as this new year is concerned. Well, we have plenty of open lines. 844-322-2742 is the number. Go ahead and dial that. We would love to talk to you on today's broadcast. In the meantime, we had this call that came in overnight.
Well, my question involves Psalm 49, where the psalmist derides the successful, wealthy homeowners or apartment dwellers, whatever, to their house increases, you know, having their lands named after them, etc. You know, the idea of the hubris of success and wealth. I think they will go with their forebears. How do I keep that psalm from discouraging me from living a conformist life rather than a pantheistic deist homeless life. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that call, and Psalm 49 is really a wonderful psalm that points us to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that's where our true hope lies. And that's what the psalmist has discovered, that all those around him are relying upon their worldly wealth. They're relying upon their worldly resources. But as the psalmist says, he says, truly no man can ransom another or give to God the price of his life, for the ransom of their life is costly and can never suffice, that he should never live on forever and never see the pit. So there the psalmist is saying, hey, we don't have enough money to buy our way out of spiritual death. That's going to be a free gift from God. And so this is really a psalm that is saying to us, don't look for the ultimate solution to your problem out there in the world. Don't depend upon your wealth. Don't depend upon the things that the world offers. Look to God. Look to God himself. He is your redeemer. He has paid the price to redeem you through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is a psalm that points us forward to the work of Jesus. It's also a psalm that says if we're going to receive, it's going to take humility. God gives grace to the humble, but he rejects the proud. And so this psalm is filled with the pride of man, and it's saying, hey, if you are so pride and arrogant to think that you can pay the price, that you have enough of wealth and enough of money to pay the price to redeem you, then you've got another thing coming. You have to humble yourself and to realize that your problem is too big for you. No one can work themselves out of spiritual death. No one has enough to pay the price. That's why God sent Jesus. And Jesus died on our behalf. Jesus redeemed us so that we could have life everlasting. So even though we see the bleakness of the world around us, just infused in this particular psalm is the hope of resurrection, the hope of eternal life, as a free gift from God the Father. So this is a psalm that points us to the finished work of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and that by faith in what he's accomplished, then we too are going to experience a living hope through new birth by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So let this be a psalm of hope for you. Let this be a signpost pointing you to Jesus Christ. And let your heart and soul rest in what he's accomplished for you. So this is just saying, hey, if you want real life, if you want genuine life, if you want eternal life, it's not in the world. Look to God, and God's going to give it to you in the person of Jesus Christ. Well, I hope that helps. Thank you so much for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. Have this call from Austin, Texas. Jamie, you're on the line with us.
Hello. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, doing fantastic. How are you, my friend?
I'm actually doing really well. I had to pull off the freeway because as I'm listening to the radio, I'm like, oh, I have to call.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Actually, just touching on what you just said, this radio station to me is very similar to what you were just talking about, because I've really been trying to direct my life toward God, and I don't know the Bible very well, so, you know, I've always had this, where do I start? Where's a good place to start? And I kept praying for God to lead me in a direction, and it was this radio station. Because I like talk radio. One of my favorite TV series is Frasier, and he's a psychiatrist on the radio. And I'm like, man, I wish there was something like that with you know, that was religious, that was, you know, about Jesus. And one day I just turned on my radio and I caught it, and my radio station has not left this dial since that day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that, Jamie. I appreciate it, and I hope that this has been a real learning experience for you, a source of encouragement for you, and a signpost to you to look to Jesus.
Yes, because if people were in the car with me, I've actually had a discussion with my radio as if I was having a conversation with the person. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because there was a Priscilla Schreier sermon that was on, and I literally had just been tried to reach out to my father, who hasn't been in my life since I was 12. I'm 44. And so this was my third try, and he denied me after speaking to me for about 15 seconds. So then I reached out to my mom that same night, very upset about my father, and she didn't respond. So I felt like I'd kind of been denied by both of them when I needed them at a most vulnerable period. And it was Priscilla Schreier's sermon on pretty much not letting anything prevent you from going to Jesus. She said, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, your father doesn't want you. And I got chills, and I was like, oh my gosh, what? And then she said, it doesn't matter if your mother doesn't want you, God wants you. And then it led to her saying, if you don't know where to start in the Bible, start in Ephesians.
Yeah, that's a great book to start with, for sure, because it's really a book about the grace of God. The Apostle
right.
Paul really makes the case. He really lays out the goodness of God as given to us in Christ Jesus in such a wonderful way. So, yes, that's a great place to start. Also, Jamie, what I would love to do, we have this wonderful resource. It's a 30-day devotional on the person of Jesus Christ, and it takes a look at some of the most important passages in the Bible that tell us about Jesus, just who he is. And I would love to send that to you, our compliments, just to say thanks for calling today.
Absolutely love that.
Well, Jamie, let me put you on hold, and we'll get this to you as quickly as we can, okay?
Okay, I greatly, greatly appreciate you letting the world know that a radio station can make huge changes in your life.
Yes, it can, Jamie, and it's such a personal form of communication, person to person, heart to heart, and thanks for tuning in, and thanks for encouraging us with your great call today, okay?
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thanks. You hold on, and we'll get some information and get that devotional to you as quickly as we can, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So long. Well, that's a great call, and that opens up a line at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We have several questions that are waiting for us on our YouTube channel. Folks that are watching us on our video feed to YouTube, Victor has this: do Christians have the authority to rebuke Satan? And certainly we have the authority to rebuke Satan, but our authority is really based on the authority that Jesus has, and the fact that he's already rendered the works of Satan powerless as far as you and I are concerned. So our authority really and our power comes through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the truth of his love and grace that he poured out on us. So one of the things that Satan does is he accuses us. He's the accuser. So we have thoughts that come racing through our minds, thoughts like, how in the world can I be a Christian and think that? Or how in the world can I be a Christian and have that desire? Or how in the world can I be a Christian and actually do what I just did? Well, those are thoughts of accusation. Well, who is the originator of those? Well, the great accuser. Well, how do we rebuke that? Well, we hold on to truth. Well, what is truth? In Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation. So if you're in Christ, and that's the big question, We all come into this world in Adam. He's our federal head. So everything that was Adam's now belongs to us. But when we come to Christ, when we believe the good news concerning Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, we're taken out of Adam and we're placed into Christ. And in Christ, there is no condemnation. So that is our defense. That is our rebuke against those thoughts of accusation, those voices of accusation, that there is no condemnation, that Jesus Christ has forgiven our sins. All of our sins have been forgiven on account of his name, John tells us in his first letter. So this is the truth that we stand on, and this truth is our defense against the lies that are out there in the world. We're going to get all kinds of thoughts about our identity. And the Bible says that in Christ we're children of God. And God's Spirit bears witness with our human spirit that indeed we are children of God. Well, that's our defense against all of those messages that may come into our mind saying, hey, you can't be a child of God to do that or this or that. So we have the truth, and the truth is our defense against those lies. So that's how we stand against the lies of this world. That's how we stand against the lies of our enemy, is we stand on the truth, a truth that never changes, a truth that is bound up in the person of Jesus Christ, the truth that is bound up in the fact that he has saved us by grace through faith, and that he has placed us in himself, the most secure position we could ever be in. So, Victor, hope that helps. We certainly appreciate your call on that, or your question on that. We also had this question from another viewer on our YouTube channel. How do you best explain to a Seventh-day Adventist that Jesus fulfilled the Old Covenant, and that we as New Covenant believers are not required to worship on Saturday? Well, it's a much bigger conversation than just addressing those issues, the fact that we're not required to worship on Saturday. I think for a conversation to really have impact, you really have to start with the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You have to look at what the cross means. So when you can take a person and say, all right, here are the passages in the Word of God that talk about the cross of Jesus Christ. We have a passage in Colossians where it says that he took the righteous requirements of the law and nailed it to the cross. We see in we see in Romans chapter 6 the same thing about how the cross put an end to the law, and how the righteous requirements of the law have been fully met in us. So I think you just keep bringing a person to all of that powerful scripture that talks about the finished work of Jesus, and put the decision out there. Are you going to rest in the finished work of Jesus, or are you going to rest, or are you going to rely upon your church's traditions? Because that's the choice. You're either going to find rest in Jesus, or you're going to think your church's traditions, whatever that church may be, you're going to think that ultimately eternal life is going to come through your obedience to those traditions. But no one will be declared righteous through obedience to the law. No one will be declared righteous through obedience to church traditions or church rituals. Righteousness is a gift. And that righteousness comes because Jesus Christ shed his blood once and for all. So what I would do is to take a person to the death of Jesus Christ, all of the different passages in the Word of God that talk about what the death means, and then let the Spirit of God do his work in that person's life. Well, I hope that is a help to you. Thanks for asking that question for us to talk about on today's edition of Basic Gospel. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition. We hope to see you then. Now for the entire team, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long from Lewisville, Texas.